movie. I don't understand why Joe Claver didn't go with Ellen Bates at the end. She wasn't blind.
You missed the whole point of the movie.
You mean to say that if she went with Ellen Bates, she wouldn't be an unmarried woman anymore. She'd be a remarried woman.
No, the point of the movie is that she makes a choice to go it alone. She decides to give herself a little time to discover who she is, to find herself.
Kate, he had a loft. I could find myself in a loft. I could find myself in bed with Ellen Bates in a loft. You couldn't. That's the point. You don't mean to say he was gay or anything, do you?
No, okay. Say that Joe Claver stays. Then what happens?
She finds herself. And if he leaves, she gets the law.
I don't want to go to the movies with you anymore.
Ready with the next one?
Ready, Mom.
Enjoying your work, Chip?
Yeah, I love it. I get to make a mess and you don't care.
Don't count on it. Go upstairs and change, and don't bump into anything. You'll stick to it. Help!
Hello? Lila, we've got to talk.
Oh, no, no!
On the phone!
Get out of the closet, Jen!
Mom.
Jenny, now. Oh.
You said now.
Since when did you start listening?
Mom, I need privacy.
Either get out of the closet or become a part of it.
Lila, you do not know how difficult my life is.
Hey, Allie, that looks terrific. Can I help?
Yeah, could you scratch my nose? There is a man right behind me. I think it's my date. I knew it. Look at I need 5 minutes to get ready.
Ha!
Okay, smart guy, you come and help me. What's Allie doing in the closet?
Waiting to get my nose scratched. Get that, Jen?
Are you kidding? He did?
Oh.
I can't stand it!
Hi, I'm David Hamill.
Allie Lowell, could you scratch my nose? Thank you. Could you close the door? I don't mean to be rude, but this is quick dry.
I can't stand it!
It's my daughter, Jenny. She can't stand it.
Mom wants to know where her black sweater dress is.
It's in her bureau, second drawer down, second pile from the left, right where it belongs.
Lila, we've got to talk.
Mom, going over Lila's.
Okay, not too late, Jen.
Mom, I need a towel!
It's in the closet, second shelf from the... You know where it is, Chip.
Can I ask a rude question?
Huh?
Who lives here?
Everybody. Kate and her daughter, me and my kids. Why, you need a room? This one will be available soon.
Divorce?
No, thanks. I already had one. So how'd you and Kate meet?
Oh, well, actually, we just talked on the phone. She makes the travel arrangements for my company. How about you?
Oh, we shared an orthodontist together. Buck teeth make for lasting friendships.
Well, I was an underbite myself.
No kidding. How'd yours work out? Oh.
Oh, what's that?
Kate's taking a shower.
Guess I better take off my coat.
Oh, you'll have time to go out and get a burger and see a double feature. I got so sunburned, I had to spend the entire vacation in bed.
Yeah. What was the name of that restaurant on the water?
Squiggly's.
Right. I love that place. They had the best clam chowder I ever tasted.
David?
Yeah.
Oh, you look just like your voice.
Well, fortunately, so do you.
Oh, thank you. Kept you waiting.
That's okay. We just finished with one square left.
Oh, you better watch out. She'll wallpaper your wallet.
What do you think?
Oh, that's nice. A little excessive, but nice.
What's excessive about it?
Well, Allie, there are people in underdecorated countries who have never even seen wallpaper.
Don't let her kid you, Allie. It's beautiful.
Thank you, dear.
Hey, I left you enough hot water so you can wash all that paste out of your hair.
Oh, my God, this is what I look like, and you stayed, David.
Well, don't worry, I was blinded by your teeth.
What are you listening to?
You and David.
I don't hear us.
You didn't ask him in?
Apparently not.
Oh, he seemed nice.
Well, nice is goodbye at the door.
I had coffee and brandy for you two downstairs.
What about for us two?
Okay, but it won't be the same.
Seemed really sweet.
You sound more disappointed than I am.
Then you are disappointed.
Well, a little. I mean, dating isn't about having dinner. Dating is about finding somebody so you never have to date again. Oh, nice.
Cafe Amaretto for moments like these. And David's not the one, huh?
No.
Well, how can you tell after one dinner?
I can tell after one drink. Oh, tonight it took me till dessert.
So what'd you do?
I ordered tortoni.
That's it?
Well, I mean, in a day or two, maybe he'll call me and I'll tell him I'm busy. And then maybe he'll call back in a couple of days and I'll tell him I'm busy again and he'll get the idea.
Do men always call you back, killer?
It's a curse.
Well, what if you meet a really terrific guy? What do you do?
Oh, then I do what you would do. Only louder and more often. Mr. Gross, how do you expect me to find your luggage if you can't remember the name of the airline? Did you save the ticket? Do you remember the color of the airplane? By any chance, did you steal any soap? A blanket? That's great. When you find it, call me back. Sloan Travel, Kate McArdle.
Hi, Kate. It's David Hamill.
Oh. Hi, David. What's up?
Well, this is going to be a little difficult.
I see. I got the feeling last night that you didn't feel any, electricity.
Gee, David, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I didn't either.
You know, David, no one's ever called me up to tell me that before. Frankly, I liked it better the other way. But I appreciate your candor, so goodbye and have a nice life.
Oh, wait a minute.
No, you see, I was wondering how you'd feel if I called Allie.
That won't be necessary, David. I'll tell her.
No, what I mean is, I'd like to ask her out.
If that's not awkward for you.
No, that's not awkward.
Great.
It's not great either. Look, David, could you give me a moment to deal with this?
David, you know, David...
That would be a great idea. Why don't you give Allie a call?
Thanks. You're terrific.
Hey, no problem. That was not fun.
Jenny, it's Lila. I talked to you-know-who, and he said he'd be you-know-where, you-know-when.
Thank you for clearing that up, Lila.
Allie, it's Kate. Give me a call as soon as you get in, and our beep takes too long.
Hi, Allie. It's David Hamill, your wallpapering apprentice. I was wondering if you'd like to come out of the closet with me and have dinner. My number is 555-4739, and I'll be here all evening. So I hope to hear from you soon. Well, how's Tuesday night?
Did he just ask me for a date?
So I hope to hear from you soon. How's Tuesday night?
Oh, of all the nerve. Taking out my best friend and then asking me for a date. All right!
La, 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 la.
Mom?
Yeah?
La, 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 la.
Your record's stuck. You've been humming that song for a half hour.
Have I?
Allie.
Oh, Kate. You never called me back.
Let's go do the laundry.
Let me take off my coat.
Important laundry.
He called?
You know?
Who called?
Let's go do the laundry. Hello, Roger.
Hi, girls. I got to call the landlord. The dryer is broken again.
But that's okay. We just came here to talk.
Great. How you doing?
Privately.
Ha. Well, it's okay. I have to go upstairs anyway and blow on these.
How did you know David called me?
Well, he called me first.
He did?
Well, you sound disappointed.
Well, I am. I thought he called me behind your back.
Oh, you like that?
No. That part I hated. The part I liked was that he wanted to go out with me.
He does.
Yeah, sure, if he can't have you. As usual, I'm someone's second choice.
No, you're not second choice.
I broke a chicken over that man.
The only reason that he called me was to see if it was okay to call you.
Really?
Really.
You mean he liked me better than he liked you?
Well, let's just say that he and I mutually agreed that there was no chemistry between us.
Because he liked me instead of you.
Well, let's just say that because there was no chemistry between us, that he's really free to date whomever he likes.
And he wanted to date me instead of you.
Let's just say you're about to go for a ride in the dryer.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. It's just exciting. He's cute.
He's very cute.
You do like him, don't you?
Allie, it's not enough that I'm carrying his child.
You don't think I meant to steal him from you, do you?
I'm trying to be gracious about this. Would you please help me?
You're right. You know, I always thought of myself as pretty enough in a settled-down, comfortable sort of way, not worldly and glamorous like you. But to think that David prefers my subtle brand of charm to yours. Right, I'm not being gracious. Kate, a man who is not a relative wants to take me out. You think I should go?
What has all this been about?
About whether or not he wanted to go out with me, not whether I wanted to go out with him.
Why not?
It's too soon.
Charles did not die. He moved in with another woman.
You're right.
So, when does he want to take you out?
Tuesday.
Oh, great.
No, Wednesday would be better. Charles will be here picking up the kids, and David will be here picking up me.
Welcome to Knott's Landing.
Do you think we could work it into the conversation that David dumped you for me?
Get in the dryer. Oh, hi. Getting dressed for your date?
Uh-huh.
Gee, you better hurry. He's gonna be here in 2 days.
Which one do you like better? This?
Yes.
That's the same dress.
Not in Connecticut. You also haven't seen them accessorized. Imagine them with pearls, clutch, and matching pumps.
You know, David's only flesh and blood. You don't want to drive him wild with desire.
I like these dresses.
Clothing is a language. Do you know what these dresses are saying? The library is closing.
You're right. The new me needs a new dress. Something like this, only an eggshell.
Here we go.
I don't like the color.
Color? What color? It's black.
No, I look like a doctor's wife. I always look like a doctor's wife.
Well, here, come on, hold it up.
Now I look like a doctor's widow.
Well, take that off. You'll look like a loaf of Wonder Bread.
That neck's too low for a first date. That neck's too low for a honeymoon.
Gee, I was gonna buy this for work.
Oh.
Okay. Here we go.
No. Purple makes me look blotchy.
Just try it on and trust me.
I am being eaten by a giant eggplant.
Fabulous. You do a little bit of this, and then you do a little bit of, say, you do a little bit of that. It's you.
No, it's you.
You're right. I'll take that one, too.
Well, great. You've got two dresses. You go on the date.
Well, there is one dress left in this place. It's being worn by the cashier. I'm going to get it.
David, I'd like you to meet Charles, my ex-husband. Charles, this is David, my special friend. Charles, David. David, Charles.
Allie, dress. Dress. Allie.
I like it.
Oh, thank God, because I can't afford to buy another one. Do you want to go over some of the ground rules that you might have forgotten?
Nah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. First, don't order the most expensive thing on the menu.
no matter what he says. You don't have to do anything you don't want to.
Make sure you pay attention to his little stories.
Laugh when he says something funny.
Most important of all, do not talk about the divorce. That is a very easy trap to fall into.
Don't cut his meat for him.
Are we through?
I'm glad we had this little talk.
Oh, it's either my past or my future.
Hiya, Chip.
Dad's here.
Your past.
You look great, Mom.
Thanks, kid.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, my God, he's early and David's not here. Now what do?
You do the only adult thing. You stall.
Right. Oh, I don't want to be vindictive.
Why not?
I cannot think of a reason.
Of course not. After all this time of moping around and feeling rejected, this is your night to shine, to show Charles the new you.
And eat his heart out.
Go for it. What was that?
It's my new walk.
Hello, Charles.
You got a cold, Allie?
Chipper, what are you wearing?
My corduroys.
The ones with the hole in the knee? Come upstairs and change.
It doesn't matter, Al.
He could catch cold.
From a bare knee?
Well, you said to stall.
Upstairs, Chip.
Look, I'll go downstairs and I'll entertain Charles.
Oh, good luck. I tried for 14 years and I couldn't do it.
Hey, Dad, tell her about the time you sewed some guy up and left the sponge inside.
That never happened.
Hello, Chuck.
Oh, hi, Kate. Where's Allie?
Oh, she'll be right down. Got any malpractice suits that need pressing?
Good to see you too, Kate.
Oh, that must be Allie's latest. Hello, David.
Kate.
Come on in.
Hi.
David Hamill, I'd like you to meet Charles Lowell. Charles, this is David. Allie, David's here.
David, punctual as always. My, don't you look handsome?
She's doing Loretta Young.
David, have you met Charles Lowell, my ex-husband? Charles, this is David Hamlin, my la-di-da. I'll just get my coat.
Mom, come help me. I don't know what to wear.
Whatever you're wearing is fine, Chip.
But, Mom!
Now, Chip, your father's waiting.
Mom!
Take care of your son. He appears to be naked.
Come on, Chip. We'll find you something to wear.
Mom, who's Loretta Young?
That's Joan Collins' mother.
It really is thrilling being a single woman in New York City, Manhattan, the Big Apple. First, it was frightening. Leaving my friends, renting the house, uprooting the children to come
another
here.
Drink.
Thank you. But there really weren't any options left for me in Connecticut. Oh, I certainly could have stayed and gone through the motions. I certainly knew all the rules. But I wanted more. I never resented taking a backseat to Charles' work. When he was an intern, I raised the kids single-handed. Saw Phil Donahue's show once where there were women on who had done that. They were bitter. I never was. Doctor's daughters make doctor's wives, I guess. We had a perfect marriage. I know, everyone says they had a perfect marriage, but we really did. Picture book wedding, 400 guests. And then he walks in and says he wants another kind of woman. The guy I loved with all my heart just threw it in my face. The man I loved is no more than pond scum to me now. So, David, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Check, please.
Allie looked terrific. Charles looked just a little bit upset. She was a little nervous, you know, getting started, but I'm sure she's having a fabulous time right now.
Hey, Al.
Hi, Roger.
Waiting for a machine?
No, I'm on a date.
Having a good time?
No jokes.
Why don't you go upstairs?
I can't. Charles is bringing the kids home at 9:30.
I don't understand that, but I accept it.
Do you mind? I won't be able to hear Charles.
Oh, of course.
Oh, look at Mom. I've got to go. Have a wonderful time.
Good night, gang.
Okay, bye.
See you to bed. See you next Saturday.
See
you Saturday. Okay, bye. Oh, would you tell Allie I'll pick up the kids next Saturday at 10, not 11?
Wait a minute, Chuck. I just better write that down. God knows when she'll get back.
Allie?
Oh, I don't know where she gets her stamina.
Really?
And not to mention where she finds these terrific men.
Yeah, David seems like a nice guy.
Nice? He's fabulous. Did you say 10 instead
yes,
of 11?
Yes, 10.
Okay. Take it that tonight was not some enchanted evening?
Try got along without you before I met you, going to get along without you now.
Not bad?
It was the worst date since Bonnie met Clyde. I don't even know that woman David was with tonight. She didn't breathe, she didn't eat, she just talked and shredded napkin after napkin.
Nervous people shred napkins.
Not cloth napkins.
Come on, Allie. It couldn't have been that bad.
You talked about the divorce. Oh, I talked about the courtship. I talked about the marriage, two Lamas, births and pregnancies. The divorce was dessert.
What did David do?
Ordered the tortoni.
My first date after the divorce was with a psychologist. 3 hours of nonstop self-analysis over coffee. He sent me a bill.
I got off cheap.
Look, when David was first here and you had nothing to lose, you were terrific. Tonight, you were just nervous.
No, I'm gonna change my name and move.
Yeah. You'll keep on dating. It'll get easier.
I hate it.
Well, you'll always hate it, but it'll get easier.
Kate, do you want to get married again?
Someday.
It wasn't a question, it was a proposal. Poor David.
Yeah, he keeps missing Cafe Amaretto. You know, tonight was not a total loss. Charles was pretty jealous.
Really? What did he say?
He said, David seems like a pretty nice guy.
Is that it? Didn't he mention me at all?
Yeah.
What? My hair, my dress, my new walk?
He said to tell you that he'd pick the kids up on Saturday at 10 instead of 11.
That's it.
Well, what did you want him to say? That he can't believe he let you slip through his fingers? That you're more beautiful now than ever? That he'd do anything in the world to get you back? That Claire's not half the woman that you are, and that every time he's with her, he fantasizes about you, and that there's a new electricity about you he never dreamed possible. That you're a great mother and homemaker. That you're a really, really misses your cooking.
Just when you think there's no one around who's caring, along comes a friend who offers a hand. Sharing, then things start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.